Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Be'ezim Abez. We're holding on Be'ezim and Aleph by the first wide line, the end of the line, Ela Amar Rav Papa. So we mentioned in the Mishnah two chidushim. Number one is that a person's only allowed to do a malacha. The malacha that's discussed in the Mishnah is watering a person's field, the Beis HaShlachin, if it's a davar avid. So a Beis HaShlachin is a field that needs human intervention. It doesn't have enough rainwater. It's, let's say, on the side of a mountain, so the rainwater just slides right off of it. It needs human intervention. If not, it's going to get destroyed. So you're allowed to do malacha. You're allowed to water the field. However, stay Beis HaBaal, if it's just for harvacha, you watering it is just going to make the fruits better, but it's not going to be destroyed if you don't have any intervention. It gets enough rainwater, it gets adequate rainwater, so then you're not allowed to do malacha. You're only allowed to do malacha for a davar aved, but not for harvacha. The second chiddush we mentioned in the Mishnah is that even when you're doing a malacha, that's letzayrach davar aved, that's for this field, you're only allowed to do malacha if it doesn't require tircha yisera. However, if it's something which requires tircha yisera, like digging out a new canal, so then that's aser even for a davar aved. So only a davar aved and not for arvacha, and even davar aved, you're not allowed to do tircha yisera. So we wanted to know who is the Tana of our Mishnah. The Gemara tried saying that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov had mentioned this first Chiddush, that you're only allowed to do malacha for a davar aved and not for harvacha, but there was no raya that he held that even by a davar aved you can't do a tircha yisera. So says the Gemara, Ela Amar Apapa, we found a Tana that says like both of the Chiddushim in our Mishnah, Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. The Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana we learned in the Braisa, that mayon ayoytzei betchila, if you have a mayon, a spring, then now is its first time being, it's first time being used, ba'atzim is a chashash, that maybe the walls will cave in, and you might end up doing a tircha yaseir to fix it, says the braisa, that mashkin mimenu afilu stei beis habal, div remeir. Remeir says you could still use this well to water even a stei beis habal, even though it's just for a harvacha. So that's mamish, not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was meduyuk that it's only for a beis hashlachin, that there's a heter to water it, because it's a davar avid and not a stei beis habal, which is on the bottom of the mountain and it gets enough rainwater, that is no heter. Remeir is obviously not the Tana of our Mishnah. However, Rabbi Yehuda's chaylik on Remeir, and Rabbi Yehuda says that ein mashkin ela stei beis hashlachin shecharva, that no, you're only allowed to use this mayon to water a stei beis hashlachin, a field that needs human intervention. It's a davar avid. So then you're allowed to water it. This word shecharva we'll get back to soon. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that leikach v'leikach. No, you can't water either one. You can't water a stei beis hashlachin and you can't water a stei beis habal. So that's also vaday, not like our Mishnah. Now yasser akein amar Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda said another chiddush, meaning besides the fact that he said that you're only allowed to water stei beis hashlachin and not a stei beis habal, harvacha is aser. Rabbi Yehuda also said another thing, that even when you water a stei beis hashlachin, even when you're watering for a davar aved, you're not allowed to do tircha yisera. Well, yafane adam ama samayim v'yashke leginasai ulecharvasai bechulei shalmayet. You're not allowed to move a canal from one place to another, redirect it, in order to water your garden or charvasai on cholamayit. That you're not allowed to do. Meaning tircha yisera is aser. So that's mamish mefurish in Rabbi Yehuda, these two chidushim of our Mishnah. They are only allowed to do malacha for a davar aved, not for a harvacha. And even when you're doing malacha for a davar aved, for a stei beis hashlachin, you're not allowed to do tircha yisera. Now before we get back to this, the Gemara just wants to explain what Rabbi Yehuda said about a charva. So my charva, what does it mean charva? He said you could water a stei beis hashlachin shecharva, that it got destroyed. Ilei mesheharva mamish, it's mamish destroyed, it's completely dried up. So then why would you be watering it? It's too late, it's already destroyed. Amar Abaye shecharva mimayon zeh v'yatzala mayon acher. What Rabbi Yehuda was saying is that even though the mayan that you usually used in the past to water this field, that got dried up, and now you have a new mayan to use, even that's going to be mutter, even though it's a new mayan. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that leikach v'leikach, that no, you can't use it. Loishna charav mayana, loishna loicharav mayana. I don't care what the reason is. I don't care if it's because the other mayan got destroyed or not. It doesn't matter. A mayan shiyatza b'tchila loy, you're never allowed to use a mayan shiyatza b'tchila because there's a concern that maybe the walls will cave in and you'll come to fix it with the tircha yisera. Al-Kopanim, we see from Rabbi Yehuda, Mamish the two chidushim of our Mishnah, that you're only allowed to do malacha for a davar aved and not for harvacha. And even when you're doing malacha for a davar aved, you're not allowed to do tircha yisera. Ask the Gemara, umimai, who says that the town of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? It's Mavorn Rabbi Yehuda that he was discussing a mayan shiyatza b'tchila. A mayan that it's its first time being used. Now, when it comes to a mayan that it's its first time being used, so there's a chashash, like we've been saying, that maybe the walls will cave in. So, maybe the reason why Rabbi Yehuda only gave the heter to only water a beis hashlachin is because we're talking about a problematic mayan. But maybe if we would be discussing a mayon that's been used before and there's no chashash that's going to cave in, maybe he'd be matter even to use that first day base about. So read it inside now. Says the Gemara Mimai, Dilma Ad Kan like Amar Rabbi Yehuda beis hashlachan in beis habal loy. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said that you could only water a beis hashlachan and not a beis habal. You can't do harvacha ela mayon shiyatza b'tchila. It's because we're talking about a mayon that batzim has some sort a little bit of a chashash to it that Dilma Yasi Lin Pule, that maybe the walls will cave in. Of a mayon shaloy yatza b'tchila. If you're talking about a mayon that this is not its first time being used, Dilma Yasi Lin Pule, you don't have to be concerned that the walls will cave in. So then afilu beis habal, nami. So then maybe Rabbi Yehuda would be matter even to water a stay beis habal, even though it's just for harvacha. So how do you know that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, well then in Cain, masnisa naman tirmei. So then if you're going to tell me that that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, again, Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that there's ever a heter for stay beis habal, but if you want to entertain like that, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, well, we know that there's a Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, who says that no, you could only do malacha for davar aved and not for harvacha, and even when it's a davar aved, you can't do tircha yisera. And if you're going to tell me that the Tana is not Rabbi Yehuda, we're not going to have anyone to pin the Tana on. We're not going to have any Tana to pin the Mishnah on. So therefore, it's more likely to say that no, Rabbi Yehuda just doesn't differentiate between a mayon that it's its first time being used or not. Always a beis hashlachan is mutter, and a stay beis habal is going to be aser. Says the Gemara, Elo Rabbi Yehuda, loishna mayon shiyatza b'tchila, loishna mayon shlo yatza b'tchila. It doesn't matter if it's its first time being used or not. Beis hashlachan and beis habal loy. V'hai deketani mayon shiyatza b'tchila. So that which Rabbi Yehuda spoke about a mayon that it's its first time being used, it's like diacha koychad Rabbi Meir. It's because we want to show the chiddush of Rabbi Meir, the koyach hamatir of Rabbi Meir, the koyach da'ater of Rabbi Meir. The afilu mayon ayoytze b'tchila. Even when it comes to a mayon ayoytze b'tchila that it's its first time being used and there's a chashash of inpule, still mashkimi menu afilu stay habal. You could even use it to water a stay base habal. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't differentiate between a mayan shiyatza b'tchila or not. It's always just a beis hashlachan is mutter, a beis habal, which is for harvacha, is going to be aser, and he is a tan of our Mishnah. A new sugi now, says the Gemara Itmar, haminakesh v'hamashkem mayim lizra'im b'shabbos. When it comes to a person who weeds a field on Shabbos, or he's mashke, he waters the field on Shabbos. So he's watered, both of these things are to make his plants grow better. So mishum mayim masrinim be. What do we give him hasra'a for? A person's only chayiv on Shabbos if he has eidim v'hasra. He needs to have hasra. So what do you give him hasra? Which malacha are you naming this act? So it's a machlaikas, Rabba Amar Misham Chayresh, that when you weed the ground and when you water the ground, you're softening the ground. So that's a chiyav of Chayresh. And Rav Yosef says that no, it's Misham Zaireya, you're mechayiv him for planting because he's making the plants grow better. Amar Rabba says, Kivase Didim is Tavra, it's more logical like me that it's Chayresh, because Madarka Shel Chayresh, the Rapuye Ara, Hainami Mirapuye Ara. Chayresh is always coming to soften the ground. Here also, you're softening the ground. Whereas Amar Rabbi Yosef says that might be the physical act of what you're doing, but Kivase Didim is Tavra, I think it's more logical like me, because if you think about what the person is actually having in mind to do, what's his machshava? And Maisa, you're right, he's softening the ground. But what's his machshava? His machshava is to make the plants grow better. So Madarka Shel Zayreya Litzamuche Peira, Hachanami Mitzamach Peira. Just like when it comes to planting, to sowing seeds, your your objective is to grow the fruits, so to here also when you're being menakesh, when you're being mashke, what you're really coming to do is make the fruits grow, and therefore it's more daima to zayreya. Now Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says that you're both right and you're both wrong. Abaye said to Rabbo, Lididach Kasha, Lurav Yosef Kasha, I have a Kasha on both of you. Why can you both be right? Lididach Kasha, I have a Kasha on you. Misham Chayreshim, Misham Zayreya Loi. Why are you saying that he's only Chayre for Chayresh? Maybe it's both. He's not also Chayre for Zayreya. And Lurav Yosef Kasha, Misham Zayreya and Misham Chayresh Loi. He's only Chayre for Zayreya. He's not Chayre for Chayresh. Why can you both be right? Why can't it be both Chayresh and Zayreya? And if you'll tell me it's because you can never be chayiv for two malachas when you do one act, that's not true. Vama Rav Kahana taught us that Zaymer v'tzarech leitzim, let's say a person, he prunes his tree in order to make it that the tree then grows better, but he's also he's tzarech leitzim, he also wants to use the wood for firewood. So what's he chayiv for? For betzim, for taking wood off the tree for firewood, that would be kaitzer. For pruning the tree to facilitate its growth, that would be Naiteya. So which one is he chayev for? Says Rav Kahana, he's chayev shtayim. Achas misham Naiteya. He's chayev for Naiteya because he's pruning the tree to facilitate its growth. V'achas misham kaitzer. And he's also chayev for kaitzer because he's taking the wood to use for firewood. So you see, you could be chayev for two malachas even though it's one act. So kasha, so that's what Abaye said, that he has a kasha both on Rabba and Rav Yosef. Now, a sphere of Yosef l'Rabba. Rav Yosef, who says that he's chayev for Zayreya. Now, we go basar the Machshava. He asked Rabba, who said that you're chayev for Chayresh. He said that he asked the Rabba, who said you're chayev for Chayresh in this case, that we learned in the Braisa like this. Hamenakish. If a person he weeds the field, and it's a field that has klayim in it, and he's weeding it to facilitate the growth of the klayim. Vamechape leklayim. If he's menakish or he's mechape for klayim, mechape means that he has some seeds over there on the ground, and he covers it with dirt also to facilitate its growth. So hamenakish vamechape leklayim. He's chayiv malkus. Rabbi Kiva Omer Afa Mekayim. Even if you don't do any act of menakesh of mechape, even just for allowing it to grow, he passes by and he doesn't take it out of the ground, that also, he's chayev for that. So now says Rabbi Yosef to Rabbi like this, that we know that when it comes to the Isser of Kalayim, there's no Isser of plowing the field in order to plant Kalayim. There's no such Isser. There's an Isser to plant Kalayim, but there's no Isser to plow the field to get it ready to plant Kalayim. So Bishlam Alididi, Bishlam according to me, that Meina Mishum Zayreya, I say Menakesh is an Isser of Zayreya, Hainu Da'asir Zriya B'Kalayim. So we know that there's an Isser of Zayreya when it comes to Kalayim. That's why a person who's Menakesh B'Kalayim, Yishayif, Alididach Da'amrit Mishum Chayresh, but you say that when a person weeds the ground, he's chayev for chayresh because he's softening the ground, he's preparing it for planting. Charisha b'klayim yasira. So then, why would there be an isser of klayim to do such a thing? On klayim, there's no isser to plow the ground to get it ready to sow. So Amar Lei. So Rabbi says back to Rav Yosef, Misham kib mekayim. Ein achanami is not chayev for the isser of being chayresh. There's no isser of chayresh, but there is an isser of allowing klayim to grow there. And when the person is menakish, he's allowing the klayim to grow there, he's chayev for being mekayim it. Ask the Gemara, v'amidikatani seifa, but the seifa of the Braisa says that Rabbi Akiva oimer afa mekayim. That Rabbi Akiva was mechadish, that there's an isser of mekayim by kelayim. So it's meklal, it's mashma, the Tanakama lav misha mekayimu. That the Tanakama doesn't hold of that isser. The Tanakama is not coming to be mechayivim for being mekayimit. So how could you say that the Tanakama means alts mekayim? Says the Gemara, that kulo Rabbi Akiva hi. I can read the Braisa that the whole thing is all Rabbi Akiva. Umatam kamar. But the end of the Braisa says that Rabbi Akiva was Mechayev for Mekayim, the Braisa is coming to explain the Reisha. That matam, what's the reason for the Reisha that says, HaMenakesh HaMechape B'Kalayim Laike, that you're Laike for doing these acts of being Menakesh and Mechape, it's just Chay Reisha, why are you Laike? It's Mishum Mekayim, you're Chayev because of the Isser of Mekayim, She Rabbi Akiva Oimer, because Rabbi Akiva said, that Afa Mekayim, that even when it comes to Kalayim, so even just being Mekayim, that is chayev. Now, my time of the Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara just ends off parenthetically, that what's Rabbi Akiva's makar? How do we know that just being Mekayim, that that's Chayiv when it comes to Kalayim? The Tani we learned in the Braisa, Darshan's from the Pasuk, that Sadukhal Itizr Kalayim, the Pasuk seems to say that the Isser is only planting, so Ainli Elazayreya. So from here I know that it's Usr to plant Kalayim, Mekayim Minayin. How do I know that it's Usr even to just be Mekayim Kalayim? Tamalaymar Kalayim Sadukhalai. It says Kalayim Sadukhalai, the way the carbon iron on the Teres Kayanim in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Dalud, Ais Tezayin, explains the Drasha, is that the word Sadukha is completely extra. I know that you plant in the field. The Pasuk doesn't have to tell me don't plant Kalayim in the field. Just tell me don't plant Kalayim. What's it? Why is the Torah telling me don't plant it in the field? It's to teach me that even when you're not planting, even just having it in the field, there's an issur of having it in the field, being Mekayim it, even that's Chayiv, and that's what the Braisa means to say. So there's no Kasha from the Braisa on the Shita of Rabbah. Rabbah could tell you that the issur in a Hanami is not because of Chayrish, but the issur will be because of Mekayim.